This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take notice of, at least, a great comeback. And no, nothing political about it. But it's profound, it seems to me. It's also a day to look at the ongoing battle that is going on in Georgia right now that will determine the fate of the U.S. Senate and will determine a very real difference. Will the majority leader, he might not even be called majority leader, but he'd just be called leader because it wouldn't be a majority. Will Chuck Schumer take over the U.S. Senate with the tie-breaking vote of Kamala Harris behind him? Or will Mitch McConnell continue to be, as George Will describes him, the most consequential member of the Senate of this generation? And he certainly is an outstanding majority leader who, by the way, has this whole background of having worked with Joe Biden. And why, by the way, did Barack Obama choose Joe Biden? Some details of his enormously profitable, it's 738 pages, a gigantic book, and they honestly are expecting to sell a prodigious number of copies. They sold 13 million copies of Michelle Obama's book, and just so that you know, with books at that price, the normal royalty structure would mean that you get approximately, it would be about $4, maybe $4.50 per book. So you can do the math when you sell 13 million copies. It's a nice reward for the former president and the former first lady. We also want to talk about what it is that makes Americans' divisions exceptional. And this is a fairly large Pew study where they begin with a question. And they asked people who voted in the recent elections for Trump about their sense of what would happen to the country if Joe Biden was elected president. And they asked people who voted for Biden, what do you feel if, how would you feel if Trump ends up as the president? And here were the alternatives. If you're a Trump supporter, they would ask you, and I know one of the problems with our polling is that most conservatives, and certainly most people who are enthusiastic about President Donald John Trump, won't answer questions for pollsters because they assume that they're slanted against them. And that's one of the reasons the polls were so off again. And that they frequently underestimate conservative voters because there's great distrust of media and media-based institutions like polling on the part of many people in the conservative grassroots. Anyway, the question they asked Trump supporters was, would you be very concerned, but you would believe that Biden's election will not lead to lasting harm to the U.S.? Or you would be very concerned about the country's direction and worry that Biden's election would lead to lasting harm to the U.S. In other words, you clearly are not going to be happy. If you're a Trump supporter, if Biden wins, that's not what you want. But the amazing thing here is 89% of Trump supporters said they believe Biden's election would lead to lasting harm to the U.S. Only 8% believed that they'd be concerned, but Biden's election would not lead to lasting harm to the U.S. Let's hope that it doesn't, by the way. But by 10 to 1, people on the Republican side of things say Biden's election will lead to permanent harm, and then they turn it around, and people are even more afraid of Trump. The Biden voters, 90%. say that Trump's election or re-election would lead to lasting harm to the U.S. This is sad, and it's foolish. And they say in the Pew report, in his first speech as president-elect, Joe Biden made clear his intention to bridge the deep and bitter divisions in American society. It'll be a difficult struggle. Americans have rarely been as polarized as they are today. The 2020 presidential election further highlighted these deep-seated divides. Supporters of Biden and Donald Trump believe the differences between them are about more than just politics and policies. A month before the election, roughly 8 in 10 registered voters in both camps said their differences with the other side were about core American values. And 9 in 10, again in both camps, worried that a victory by the other side would lead to lasting harm to the United States. Now, they bring up the fact that in Europe, in Canada, there's also polarization. There are bitter disagreements between people on the liberal side and the conservative side. But they are not as bitterly divisive where, for instance, if you say that, the Tories are going to win this next election in Canada and take over from Justin Trudeau at some point, you do not get the same kind of response that will lead to lasting harm to Canada. And so, what is the difference? And they say in the Pew study, why is America cleaved in this way? Once again, looking across other nations gives us some indication. The polarizing pressures of partisan media, social media, and even deeply rooted cultural, historical, and regional divides are hardly unique to the United States. But by comparison, America's relatively rigid two-party electoral system stands apart. By collapsing a wide range of legitimate social and political debates into a singular battle line that can make our differences appear even larger than they may actually be. And when the balance of support for those political parties is close enough for either to gain near-term electoral advantage, as it has been in the U.S. for more than a quarter of a century, the competition becomes cutthroat, and politics begins to feel zero-sum, where one side's gain is inherently the other's loss. Finding common cause, even to fight a common enemy in the public health and economic threat posed by the coronavirus, has eluded us. And they make the point, and they're right, that right now the coronavirus afflicts lots and lots of countries. America isn't alone in that. But it has not been this bitter political issue in most other countries. People resent some of the lockdowns. They disagree about policy. But what they were amazed at over at Pew was how few Republicans thought this was even an important issue and how many Democrats did. The handling of the pandemic. It was one of the main reasons that people voted for Joe Biden. But for people who voted for Trump, they were motivated by other things, particularly concern for the economy. I think that they are onto something, and it's very important, is when they talk about the two-party system, right now when people identify, and they identify with the tribe, this goes along with what we were talking about yesterday with Mary Eberstadt, is that part of what has collapsed is the sense of stable family, of religious community, of some kind of overarching sense of patriotism. There's relatively few Americans who have the experience of serving in uniform these days. It's a distinct minority of Americans, a small minority of Americans who actually do that honorable service. But the problem is that your only sense of tribe, of family, of gang, has to do with your partisan orientation. And that makes for bitter struggles. How do they turn out? We'll talk about the struggle in Georgia coming up on the MedVet Show. I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called Clear Play. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, Clear Play settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medved show, the all eyes in the political world, of course, are on Georgia. And there's a piece in the Washington Post under the headline, Republicans sound alarm on Georgia Senate runoffs as they privately weigh Trump's influence. And what they're saying is that they had this large conference call, I think it may have been by Zoom, involving Karl Rove, who, as one of the most successful Republican strategists in recent history, has been called upon to help try to coordinate some of the money and expertise that is flowing into this crucial battle to maintain Republican control of the U.S. Senate. And one of the things that is a problem is that Senator Perdue, apparently, in the conversation, said that they really do need to go after some of the people who voted for Joe Biden in the election just passed. Because the big fear is that for people who are very, very loyal to President Trump, they may not be motivated to come out. And apparently a lot of people on the phone call said something that is obviously true, which is that if President Trump wanted to help the senators in Georgia hold on to the Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, and I'm sure that he does, best thing he could do would be to move toward a transition concession. So you can actually talk about the importance of this campaign. And for anybody who cares about President Trump and his legacy, that legacy has a lot better chance of standing up in its positive aspects if the Republicans win the two Senate seats, or at least one of them, to maintain Republican control of the Senate. Perdue said, apparently, in this conference call, "I'm talking about people that may have voted for Biden, but now may come back and vote for us because there was an anti-Trump vote in Georgia. And we think some of those people, particularly in the suburbs, may come back to us. And I'm hopeful of that." The Washington Post writes, "Perdue's delicate approach, standing with Trump, but also privately acknowledging that the president's time in power could be waning, and he carries possible political liabilities, extended to others on the call who tried to balance their loyalty to Trump with their apprehension about what is needed in Georgia to save the GOP Senate majority." One of the things that they are using is a new ad from the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And it puts together scenes of the violence that we've seen in the streets, involving Trump supporters as the victims, not the perpetrators. And the ad begins with John Ossoff, who is the Democratic nominee to challenge Senator Perdue. It begins with John Ossoff at one of his campaign events before the election, saying, "We have to beat them so bad in this election they won't be able to show their faces in public anymore." And then it's very visual because it shows lots of clips of crazy lefties in the streets who are actually beating Trump supporters and taking their signs and hitting them and kicking them. And it's pretty brutal. But the ad sounds like this. Clip 14.
"We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public. Because we have had enough, absolutely enough, of what we are getting from Donald Trump and his fellow travelers right now.
America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness.
You're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public."
Okay, that little clip of "America has to repent for its worship of whiteness," that's the other Democratic senatorial nominee, Reverend Raphael Warnock. Now, this, it seems to me, is it hardball politics? Well, sure, it's hardball politics. Is it totally unfair or inconceivable? No, not at all, because these are points that have been made very directly in basically this campaign. And it's not even going back to old questions. Yes, there's an old question about Raphael Warnock being a youth pastor at a church that invited Fidel Castro and welcomed Fidel Castro as a hero of the revolution. Yeah, here, church in New York City. And yes, he has that background. And no, he will not condemn Fidel Castro, even as part of his campaign. And speaking of condemning, there is this story from Portland, where else, where anarchists say they support racial justice, but increasingly black activists want nothing to do with them, which has to be a positive development. The day after President-elect Joe Biden delivered his victory speech telling the nation it was time to heal and unite, a clandestine Twitter account summoned Portland anarchists. And the Twitter account said, meet at Laurelhurst Park at 8 p.m. and wear block and be water. What that means is wear block, B-L-O-C, means you wear black garb for violence and vigilance to evade police in a protest. And in solidarity with BLM, said the invitation. Black Lives Matter. There are 50 people who showed up, nearly all of them white, and they looked like ninjas, it's reported, as they put on balaclavas, hoods, and scarves. Some carried gas masks. And the call to action had declared, no masters, meaning no leaders in the parlance of 19th century European anarchists. But the crowd huddled around one young man as he lambasted liberals for celebrating the defeat of President Trump while capitalism and the political system remained entrenched. So I guess what they're saying is no peace for Portland. And no, I mean, how many days has it been since the end of May, right? It's been every night they come out and riot. And for what exactly? Well, they're anarchists. And look, the idea that some of the more responsible elements, and there are some more responsible elements in BLM, want to distance themselves from this kind of anarchism and anti-Americanism, that, it seems to me, is important and appropriate. We have coming up something that isn't important. It is important, but it's not appropriate. An attempt to actually sponsor book burnings against a book that takes a politically incorrect position on transgenderism. Should that book be burned, stolen, and then burned in public? We'll get to that and more on The Medved Show with Abigail Schreier coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate has a lot to do before the year is over.
My Republican colleagues and I have stated over and over that we still want to pass more coronavirus relief for the American people.
The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate accusing Democrats of holding the aid hostage so they could get other things that he described as a wish list. Regarding a coronavirus stimulus plan, Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says we need to go big.
We need a comprehensive bill that meets the needs of the American people.
More troops are coming home. The acting Pentagon chief has confirmed the United States is reducing its military presence in the Middle East. In Afghanistan, about half the troops are withdrawing, leaving 2,500. That same amount will remain in Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is a new book. It actually has exploded up toward the top of the Amazon bestseller lists because Amazon, thank goodness, is still selling it. The book is called Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. The author is Abigail Schreier, and she just wrote a piece about attempts to encourage not only banning of her book, but actually burning it. Okay, before we get to that, Abigail, for those out there, and there may be just a few who haven't yet picked up Irreversible Damage, it's linked to our website at michaelmedved.com, explain what it is about your book that is so outrageous that has provoked all of this controversy.
You know, there's a certain madness around certain issues, you know, various issues in society today, and one of them is, you know, anybody who talks about anything transgender. I fully support the medical transition of mature adults. I interviewed a lot of transgender individuals for my book, but the book only takes a look at the sudden spike in trans identification among teenage girls. What we're seeing is a really a demographic that had never experienced, you know, so-called gender dysphoria, that is the severe discomfort in one's biological sex. This is a really, you know, an ailment that's been along for a while, a condition that's been along for a while. We have a 100-year diagnostic history, and we know what it looks like, and it starts in early childhood, and it afflicts boys and men overwhelmingly. And for the first time in history, the dominant demographic is teenage girls. They are pushing for hormones and surgeries, and they're easily obtaining them. And my book just looked at why.
Okay, and your book doesn't call for concentration camps for trans people. It doesn't call for discrimination against trans people.
No. I fully support civil rights, of course, for transgender people. And also I interview a lot of them for my book. And I say this whenever I'm interviewed. You know, Vast majority of transgender people are really lovely, sober people. I can't tell you, you would want them as your neighbors and your friends and your loved ones. It's really just this crazed group of young activists who won't let anyone have discussion, you know, of anyone's gender transition, no matter the circumstances or the age.
Okay, who was the professor who suggested that people go out and if they see your book on the shelves anywhere, they steal it and then burn it?
Yeah, that was a Berkeley literature professor who apparently wants book burning. So that was that's sort of interesting. I mean, look, the left has really gotten behind censorship in a major way. They you know, cheered on a top lawyer at the ACLU cheered on the banning of my book and said that was a hill he would die on. So if we're expecting the ACLU to protect things like free speech, I'm not sure we can rely on that anymore.
Okay, so. They wanted banned. They had two complaints, too. And in your Wall Street Journal piece, you actually reproduced the two complaints. And that got your book banned at Target. Is it available at Target now or is it still banned?
You know, it's interesting. So they reversed their decision. They reinstated it, and it immediately sold out. And I'm very curious to see whether they'll restock. I imagine they will not. And, look, I think we're going to see a lot of books quietly disappearing. I mean, the only reason I even knew that Target had pulled the book was because they had announced it on Twitter in response to this one or two users' complaints. They announced it on Twitter, and a reader, you know, one of the parents who's had this happen to her daughter, whose daughter got caught up in this, she wrote to me and said, look what they're doing to your book. But it's only because I have this group of parents who've lived through this, who know that it's a real phenomenon, who are really on the lookout to make sure everyone knows about this, that I even know that they pulled it. Otherwise, I would have no idea.
There is a new report today from the FBI, actually, and then, of course, they're making much of it at the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League about hate crimes. And apparently, so far in 2020, the greatest increase in hate crimes that they've measured is against trans people. That's what they say. Is there any sense that anyone could make the case that your book, Irreversible Damage, actually encourages hate crimes against trans people? I know you don't personally, but could someone use your book for that purpose?
No, God forbid. There's no way to make that case. I'm extremely clear in the book. The only thing I look at in the book is why there's a sudden spike among of trans identification among young teenage girls, and I make the claim that this isn't, they are not really even transgender. What these girls are is they're in a lot of psychological pain. We know that they're experiencing the highest rates of anxiety and depression ever recorded for teenage girls. And one manifestation, one form of self-harm for them, instead of saying, oh, I'm so fat, if I just lost weight, I would feel better, they're saying, oh, God, I hate my body. I want to escape it. I want to be a boy. And these are not, you know, they're not sort of even, you know, authentic, so to speak, gender dysphorics. I mean, they don't really have it. They just have sort of talked themselves into it the way that young women talk themselves into multiple personality disorder.
If they do want to go through with what is very expensive, as I understand it, a gender confirmation surgery, who pays for it usually?
Yes, good question. So it's not expensive to the, you know, person who undergoes it. One of the big things that the Affordable Care Act did was they made this surgery and the drugs, although they are extremely expensive, they made them very cheap for individuals. So, for instance, young women are going off to college and starting courses of testosterone, and it costs them $10 a month. And the university health centers often supply them. In fact, as I document in the book, very often the university, they now have battalions of mental health professionals at these universities because the kids have so much, show up with so many psychological problems at this point. And very often the therapist will suggest maybe your issue is gender. And so they're ready, stocked and ready to supply the hormones.
Okay, which is unbelievable when you notice it's not so easy to get pharmaceuticals prescribed and paid for with most insurance companies and most insurance plans otherwise. In terms of who is buying your book right now, and obviously it's been rising on Amazon, do you have any sense? Is it families that are actually dealing with this problem with young teenage girls who are part of this transgender craze?
Well, it's well beyond that, I think, because to be honest, first of all, the number of calls I get is staggering from parents. And whenever someone hears about the phenomenon, they say, oh, my God, that happened in my kid's school. That happened in my kids, where a whole cluster of girls decided they were trans together. That's what's happening. We know that it's socially driven. It certainly looks like it's socially driven. And so there's a lot of reason for parents to be worried. And I think the reason is because one reason is that it's being pushed so hard in their schools. Parents aren't always aware of how hard gender ideology is being taught in the school, but in California, from age five on, teachers will suggest to you that, you know, you know your true gender, and you get to decide what that is.
This is an amazing and important story. Abigail, I have not read your book yet, but I do plan to do so. The book is called Irreversible Damage, and you can help take a stand against book burning and against book banning, the kind of stand that the American Criminal Lawyers Union won't involve itself in taking, but should. Abigail, appreciate your commentary and your contribution, and I wish you continued success with the book and everything else. Coming back, there's another book. It's this $45 a copy Barack Obama book, which is getting a great deal of attention. It has apparently some interesting reflections on why he selected Joe Biden as his running mate, which might be viewed as somewhat relevant to our current national situation. And I also want to cover a truly inspiring achievement by our medical care system. Back from the dead. How? Where? Coming up on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Probably know, and you certainly will know if you pick up Barack Obama's new book, that he had student debt that he had accumulated at Columbia and at Harvard Law School before he even began his political career. And he didn't pay it off until relatively late in life, right before he was getting ready to run for president. And he certainly paid it off by now. he and his wife got $65 million in an advance for her book. Her book has now sold 14 million copies. President Obama's previous book, The Audacity of Hope, the title taken from his mentor at the time, Jeremiah Wright, no really, that sold 4.3 million copies. And his new book, which is called The Promised Land, which is his autobiography, is out today. It's officially released. And the Wall Street Journal runs a headline based on advanced copies of the book. Now, nobody's been able to read it yet because it's just out today, and it's almost 750 pages. It's a doorstop. And $45 a copy, that's pricey for a book. Barack Obama viewed Joe Biden in 2008, writes the Journal, as lacking a filter, and happy to share whatever popped into his head. But he chose the then senator as his running mate because he was decent, honest, and loyal, the former president writes in his new memoir. In A Promised Land, released today, Mr. Obama offers candid reflections on the historic nature of his presidency, race, and the political climate. It's the first of two planned volumes, the 768-page tome. Quote, he says, one of the reasons I'd chosen Joe to act as an intermediary, in addition to his Senate experience and legislative acumen, was my awareness that in Mitch McConnell's mind, negotiations with the vice president didn't inflame the Republican base in quite the same way that any appearance of cooperation with, and he puts in parentheses, black, Muslim, socialist Obama was bound to do. Apparently, he complains a lot in the book about not only the way Republicans treated him, you've got to expect that, but the way the press treated him. Now, That was a surprise to me. And this was also a surprise to me. It's a wonderful article in the Seattle Times by a writer named Elise Takahama. And it's under the title, He Came Back from the Dead. Okay, got my attention. And she writes, it took dozens of park rangers, searchers, doctors, and nurses, but Michael Knapinski, who became lost amid freezing whiteout conditions in Mount Rainier National Park last weekend, was brought back to life in what his medical team is calling a miraculous recovery. The 45-year-old from Woodinville left for a snowy hike with a friend on the morning of November 7th. His friend planned to ski down the mountain to Camp Muir while Knapinski was going to snowshoe to paradise. Quote, I was pretty close to the end of the trail. Then it turned to whiteout conditions and I couldn't see anything, he told the Seattle Times. The last thing he said he remembers is taking baby steps down the mountain surrounded by white. I'm not sure what happened. I think I fell, he said, noting bruises and scrapes all over his body. When Knapinski didn't make it back to the Paradise parking lot that evening, his friend reported him missing, according to the park. Three National Park Service teams then searched for Knapinski until early Sunday when winter conditions minimized visibility and temperatures dropped to 16 degrees, the park said. Later that morning, teams returned to their search. Because cloudy weather initially prevented rescue teams from launching air operations, the helicopter team didn't start searching until later that afternoon, the park said. Now, think about all of the manpower, think person power. Think about all of the effort, and they have to assume that this guy is a goner. But the helicopter searchers finally found him in the Nisqually River drainage about a mile upstream from the Glacier Bridge. I know exactly where that is. Once the ground teams reached him, about an hour later, a Navy helicopter from an air station on Whidbey Island responded to bring him to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. Now, these are long distances. Knapinski arrived at Harborview Sunday night. He was still unconscious. He had a pulse. Recall Dr. Janelle Budulak, one of the first people to start treating him, but he soon went into cardiac arrest. He died while he was in the ER, which gave us the unique opportunity to try to save his life by basically bypassing his heart and lungs, which is the most advanced form of artificial life support that we have in the world. After they restarted his heart, and it was 45 minutes that he was technically dead. After they restarted his heart, the medical team spent the entire night at his side, making sure he continued to stabilize, said Dr. Nick Johnson, who's part of Harvard U's team. 2 days later, Knapinski opened his eyes. Whitney Holin, a trauma nurse in the Harvard U's intensive care unit, was sitting beside him when he woke up Tuesday night. She's been at Harvard U for 12 years. And she said that moment will forever be one of the highlights of her career. The first thing he wanted to do was call his family, she said. He was crying, and they were crying, and I cried a little bit, Holin said. It was just really special to see someone that wake up that dramatically and that impressively. She added, it reminded me of this is why we do this. This is why we are doing the long hours. This is why we're away from our families. This is why we're here. Well, Knapinski was still recovering the next day. His kidneys weren't functioning properly. His heart was struggling to circulate blood, and his skin was burned by the frostbite. Hospital workers believe he's going to be okay. He came back from the dead. Maybe not medically quite correct, but his heart wasn't beating for more than 45 minutes, his doctor said. Knapinski, who grew up in Kirkland, said he usually makes his way to a trail at least twice a week, though he never hiked up Mount Rainier before. One of his favorite trails is Denny Creek near Snoqualmie Falls. He spends a lot of time doing volunteer work at the Salvation Army Food Bank in Seattle and building houses for foster children through Overlay Christian Church in Redmond. As soon as I get physically able, that's going to be my calling in life, he said, just helping people. I'm still just shocked and amazed. Look, say what you will about our society, it is a beautiful thing. that so many people, so many public servants, so many first responders cooperated to save the life of this great guy. To me, that's a reassuring and inspiring story. Not such a reassuring and inspiring story is a new film. It's getting some critical acclaim from Britain. And that's what you're about to hear about.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A hip interracial British couple went to get far away from his domineering and demented mother, played by Fiona Shaw, in the elegant and disturbing psychological thriller Kindred, now available for rent on multiple streaming platforms.
We've decided that we're moving to Australia.
We need a fresh start.
You cannot walk out on this place!
Yeah, but you can walk out on this movie, and that's a good idea. It's well acted, beautifully shot, and pointlessly disturbing, while the audience seems as much a victim of sadism as the main character, who's held as a prisoner in a creaky, creepy country home after that mad mother-in-law and her stepson find out she's pregnant. The violence is occasionally intense, and the creepiness is consistent in this unrated but adults-only assault on the senses, decorated pointlessly with lots of ominous but unexplained blackbirds. 2 stars for the dubious downer, Kindred. And by the way, it has a very effective musical score, beautiful camera work, and why? Which is a question I occasionally ask after seeing films of this nature. And here is why. It's because he talked about it during the campaign. Joe Biden is just promising that he'll pay off your student debt, at least your first 10,000 of it. But guess what? Chuck Schumer says, hey, don't be a piker, Joe. Give them 50,000 each. Okay, what about those suckers who already paid off their student loans? And we'll talk about that next time on the MedVed Show. Then normal Americans are trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to handle Thanksgiving in the midst of the pandemic? How many people do you have? The New York Times has this lengthy disquisition on how to do Thanksgiving with less waste. I don't think they're talking about the kind of waste that comes out of you. It's the kind of waste that you produce externally. We will confront that awful truth and much more, including banning Huckleberry Finn, next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Right now,
the old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.